Torah says that in the beginning of creation, even though God created vegetation, that lechora needed to be watered and there was no rain. How did the vegetation get watered? Eid yala min haaretz. There was a mist that came out of the ground and kept all the vegetation that God created watered. No rain. Why wasn't there rain, says the pasuk? Because there was no person yet created, no human being created, right, to tend to the vegetation. Therefore, there was no rain. Rashi says, well, it doesn't make sense. What does that mean? It still needed the water because it had the mist. So what difference makes if it was a mist or was rain? Rashi says like this. There was no human being who could yet appreciate the goodness of rain and pray for it. And therefore God didn't make it rain. Which means the following. We normally think that the reason we pray for rain is because people need to drink water, and drinking water depends a lot on rainfall, especially here in Eretz Israel, and things need to be watered, otherwise we won't have food, fruit, grain, whatever, right? And therefore, because the world needs rain, trees, plants need rain, therefore we pray for rain. That is not the way it is. It's because God wanted us to pray. That's why he made vegetation need rain. Some say we'll go into more detail how that works. In other words, we're putting the cart before the horse. We're making the cause the effect and the effect the cause. We think that we pray because we need rain, when it's not true. We need rain because God wants us to pray. Because theoretically, God could have created a system where there's no need for rain. Where things, right, where there was, what's it called, where, you know, you have in cars, the old batteries in cars, you had to add water, distilled water every once in a while, because the water evaporated. Then they came up with this closed system, where the battery was sealed, and they called it worry-free batteries. You don't have to worry about putting in water, that's what they meant. Right, because the water never evaporated because it was a sealed system. Well, my system didn't work 100%, and I always say what it means, worry-free batteries means you can worry for free. They don't charge you for the worrying, but you still have to worry. But God could have created trees like that, a closed system where they had all the moisture they needed for their existence, and not the rain. God could have created trees that didn't need rain. Rain is an extremely interesting phenomenon. Because one of the things that, till today, science can't control, man can't control. You can't make it rain. Even seeding clouds, which is not foolproof, you need clouds. You can't create clouds to seed. You have to start with at least with something. Then, if you're lucky, you can maybe seed the clouds. Beyond that, it's only prayer or rain dances that bring rain, right? And the rain dances are not necessarily the thing, it's prayer. Why did God make a world like that? So, the Medrash says there are three things that are equal to each other. Whenever it says that there are things equal to each other, sometimes it means that they're dependent on each other. You can't have one without the other, therefore they're equal to each other because they're all equally important, because without one of them, you can't have any of them. So they may not be equally important intrinsically, but as a unit, they're important because if any one is missing, all of them miss. What are those things? Adam, man, Aretz, land, and Matar, rain. If there's no human beings, then rain is irrelevant and land is irrelevant because nobody there is cultivated. If there's no land, people have no place to be, nothing to cultivate, and the rain is irrelevant, and people will die, obviously, without any food. And if there's no rain, right, then people and the land, you have land and you can have people. If there's no rain, there's nothing to cultivate the land with. You need rain. So they're all interdependent. Now it's interesting, each of those words has a counterpart word, another word. Adam is also called Ish. Mutter is also called Geshen. And Adama is also called Eretz. What's the significance? Let's start with Adama and Eretz. Adama is the earth in its raw state. Adama, earth. Eretz has a connection to the word ratzon, will. It's Eretz is the more, you take the raw state earth and you develop it with your will, and it becomes Eretz, it becomes land, developed land. To a certain degree I can prove that to you. What bracha do we make on vegetables? Borei pri ha'adama. What bracha do we make on bread? Hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz. Why here do we say adama and here aretz? Because vegetables, to a certain degree, come from the raw state of the earth. And the most they need is to be cooked, but most of them you can eat raw. So they represent the raw state of agriculture. Bread needs to be refined and developed. You have to grind it into flour and then make it into bread and bake it or whatever, right? So that is a developed state. That is related not to the Adama, to the raw state, but to the Aretz, to the development of the ground. So Adama is the raw state, Aretz is the developed state. People, the same thing. Adam is man in his raw state. Ish means a master. He's a master of himself, a master of the world. That's his developed state. He starts off Adam in Adama. He's a human being who comes from the earth in his raw state, just like the earth in its raw state. He's supposed to develop himself into an Ish, into a person who's in control, who's a master of himself and the things around him. That's an Ish. It's interesting. A woman, when she was created, never had that lower raw state. Because it should have said, when man called his wife, what did he call her? Isha. Why? Ki mei ish lukachazos. The Chora, he should have called her Adama. Ki mei Adam lukachazos. Right? He should have called her Adama. Some Taka men do call their wives Adama and treat them like dirt. But in any case, that's not the way it's supposed to be. So why is the woman never called Adama, where man is called Adam? She's called Isha, because the woman was created from man when already he was already more developed. He wasn't in his raw state. He already named all the animals, right? He had reached a level of development. So she started from a much higher level than man starts. Males start on a lower level and have to develop more, whereas women start already on a developed level, which some say is the reason why women are putter from certain mitzvahs, because they don't need the development that those mitzvahs offer, because they're already beyond that. Okay, whatever. That was just for sake of the women coming back to the shir. The flattery will get you somewhere. In any case, huh? So that is Adam and Ish, and now Geshem and Mutter. Geshem is the rain as it materializes in the clouds and comes down to earth. It's the source of the rain. In fact, Geshem can come from the word lehit gashem, to materialize, or I think it also has a connection to gush shum, go there. God commands the rain, go from the clouds down to the earth, geshem, get there. Matar, the word matar means a target. A matara is a goal, is a target. Matar is when the rain reaches its goal. It hits the earth. Geshem is the rain materializing. Matar is the rain that already accomplishes what it's supposed to do. And that's why when we say Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshem, we speak about the strength of rain. When is it strong? When it comes down. Not when it really hits the ground. When it hits the ground, it's not strong anymore. Rain is strong when it comes down in torrents. So we speak about the strength of God vis-a-vis rain. We speak about Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGoshem. But when we speak about but when we speak about matar, we ask for rain, we're not so important of how it comes down. We just want the water on our crops. So there we say the same talu matar. We're asking for rain, we want the matar. We want the result. So you have a 45-minute tape, right? Okay, I'm going to borrow your tape and make a copy. Okay. Okay, let's finish this off. Therefore, people have the responsibility to develop themselves from Adam to Ish. They have the responsibility of developing the world from Adama to Aretz. But there's a danger in that. People get carried away and think that Kochi Voltzim Yodi, we're the bosses over here. So the Rabbanu Shem put another ingredient in that equation called rain. And rain is an ingredient that man can't produce. So he knows he needs God. That's what he has to pray for. He knows he's dependent on the Rabbanu Shem. So in all of his development, developing himself, developing the world, he knows that he needs God's help because he can't put that ingredient that's necessary. That's why the rain cycle was created, that people should pray. Prayer meaning they should realize that they're missing and need God to provide them with the ability to be able to function. And that completes the equation. Now I know that God made me responsible to develop myself. He created me in a raw state, and he wants me to develop myself. He wants me to develop the world. But he wants me to remember that I'm not the boss and the total cause. I need his help. It all emanates from God. If you understand that and you develop it because you're developing what God gave you in the way that he wants you to develop it, that's fine. If you don't realize it, you think you're an independent person over here, right? Whatever, there's a better word. What was the word?
Entity.
Entity. Good, excellent word. You're an independent entity. So then you're nothing. So the rain makes you remember that you're not doing this on your own. You can't do it as you would like. You're doing it within a framework that God created. That's the idea. And that's what Rashi says. There was no need for rain before there were human beings. God could have created a system where there was no need for rain. He created the need for rain in order that people should pray for it. Similar to that, we find it says that the Imahos were barren. And they prayed to God they should have children. So you normally think the reason they prayed is because they were barren. But the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, if you look at the order of the sentence, it's just the opposite. They were barren in order they should pray. God made them barren because he wanted them to pray. He knew he was going to give them children in the end, but he wanted them to pray.
Who said this?
The Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Later on in Parshas Toldos, it says, Vayetar Yitzchak El Hashem ki akorahi. They prayed because she was barren. No. What's it called? They prayed. What's it called? What's it say? What's it called? Vayehi Rivka Akara, right? Vayetar Al Shem. So it should have said she was barren and that's why they prayed. No. It says they prayed and that's why she was barren. The Iker was God wanted the prayer. And therefore he gave them something to initiate that prayer. Same thing with rain. Okay. Yes. The what?
Geshem and Natal.
Yeah.
Which is the raw state and which is the developed state?
The finished state is the matar. That's the finish. It reaches its goal. And the Geshem is where it materializes in the clouds. It's interesting, though, that Geshem, you find, can be called Gishmechem, your rains. Whereas matar never says Mitrechem. It says Mitar Arzachem, the rain of your... The reason being that tzaddikim can, in their merit, rain will come in their merit. So it's your rain. In the end, right, the rain's going to come for the sake of the earth, even if people don't deserve it necessarily, then it's mutter. It's never your rain. The final thing. But the hisgashmus, what causes the rain? Sometimes tzaddikim cause it because they deserve it. They prayed and God answered their prayers. Therefore, when we say that God, the strength of God is even Geshem, even the Geshem that we think is ours sometimes, it's also God's. And when we ask for rain, we say, look, even if it's not our rain, at least give us rain that, what's it called, that will have an effect. So it won't be ours, right? It'll be yours, right? That's also what we want. So when we ask for rain, we ask for matar. When we mention that God's strength is in bringing rain, we mention even the Geshem, which could be ours, we say that that's really God's too.